we present Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve in Paul Temple and the Madison Mystery, a serial by Francis Durbridge. Episode 1, A Penny for Your Thoughts.
Paul, I do wish you'd get out of my way.
Now, don't be irritable, Steve.
Darling, we've been away for 6 weeks and I'm trying to unpack.
Yes, all right, all right. Where's that hat, the one I bought in New York?
Now, what on earth do you want that for?
I want to try it on.
You can't try it on now, not in your pyjamas.
Oh, here it is. I think it's too big.
I told you that in the shop.
It looked all right in New York.
Yes, well, we're not in New York now.
Come in. What is it, Charlie?
Sir Graham Forbes is here, sir.
Sir Graham?
Yes, sir. I put him in the living room. Was that all right, sir?
Yes, that's all right, Charlie. Where's my dressing gown?
It's on the bed.
Oh, thanks.
Paul, dear.
Yes?
I shouldn't wear the hat.
Ah, welcome home, Temple. Good to see you again.
Hello, Sir Graham. How are you?
I'm fine. Did you have a nice trip?
Splendid.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Sir Graham.
My word, you do look well. You glad to be home?
Well, I don't know. It all depends what you've got up your sleeve.
I hadn't got anything up my sleeve, so don't you worry, my dear.
Then what is this, a social call?
Not exactly. I want some information.
What about?
Well, when you were on the boat coming back over from America, did you meet a man called Portland? Sam Portland?
Yes, we did.
Did you see much of him?
Well, I had a long talk with him. As a matter of fact, I was going to phone you about it.
Oh, why?
Because there's something about Portland you ought to know.
What exactly?
Wouldn't it be better if you start the story at the beginning, darling?
Yes, do, Temple.
Well, we left America last Thursday, or rather, early Friday morning. It was just after 1 o'clock when the boat sailed. Oh, here you are, Steve. I've been looking all over the ship for you.
Doesn't New York look wonderful? Oh, Paul, I wish we weren't leaving.
I wish I was in bed. Golly, I'm tired. Can't keep my eyes open.
You go to bed, darling. I'm staying on deck for a little while.
Yes, all right. Don't catch cold. Good night, darling.
Good night, Paul.
That's the George Washington Bridge over there.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
It certainly is. What's that place over on the right?
Oh, that's Staten Island.
Oh, yes, of course. I ought to know that by now, but things look different at night.
How long have you been over here?
About 4 weeks.
In New York?
Most of the time in New York.
How did you like it?
I like it enormously.
It's some city, isn't it?
Is this your first trip to England?
I guess it is. At least I don't think I've been there before.
You don't think... don't know.
No, I don't. Maybe we ought to introduce ourselves. My name is Portland, Sam Portland.
I'm Mrs. Temple.
Oh, was that your husband, the tall, tired-looking gentleman?
Yes, that was my husband. He's suffering from an overdose of American hospitality.
Oh, so that's it.
He'll look quite different tomorrow.
Maybe we'll all look different tomorrow.
Is it going to be rough?
Don't worry, Mrs. Temple. It'll be as smooth as a glass of milk. I hope. Excuse me, sir. Mr. Temple?
Yes?
My name is Portland.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Portland.
I had the pleasure of meeting your wife last night, Mr. Temple.
Yes, as you told me.
I was wondering how the little lady was feeling this morning.
She's not too good, I'm afraid.
On a diet?
Strictly on a diet.
Well, now, that's too bad. If there's anything I can do for Mrs. Temple, please let me know.
That's very kind of you. Won't you sit down?
Well, thank you, sir. Does my smoking bother you?
Not at all.
Would you like a cigar?
Thank you. Not at the moment.
Mr. Temple, forgive me talking shop at this time of the morning, but have you heard of a private investigator, a detective, by the name of Madison?
Madison? No.
I rather imagine he's pretty well known in your country.
Well, he can't be very well known, or I should have heard of him.
Are you sure you haven't? Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N.
Quite sure.
Well, now, that's very curious. Still, why should I worry if he gets the results?
Is he working for you?
Yes. Actually, he's employed by my London representatives, a man called Hubert Green.
What exactly is Madison doing?
He's trying to find out who I am.
Who you are?
Yes.
But you know who you are. You're Sam Portland.
Sure. Sure, I'm Sam Portland. Samuel L. Portland, president of the Portland Yeast Company. New York, Chicago, Detroit, Michigan, and all points west. I'm one of the wealthiest men in America, Mr. Temple. Did you know that?
I had a shrewd idea.
$20 million, and I don't know who I am. Mr. Temple, would you like to hear my story?
Well,
you're going to hear it anyway, so you might as well just relax. 35 years ago, on October 9th, 1914, to be precise, a Chicago policeman by the name of Dan Kelly arrested a young man for jaywalking. You know what I mean? Trying to beat the traffic? The young fella turned out to be something of a problem. He was suffering from what the doctors called amnesia, or to put it bluntly, just plain loss of memory.
Go on.
The young man was acquitted, and the policeman, Kelly, took him under his wing. Kelly was convinced that sooner or later the young man's memory would return and he'd establish his identity. His memory never did return, Mr. Temple, and the young fella never established his true identity.
Go on, Mr. Portland.
I lived with Kelly for the best part of 7 years. We got along famously together. I guess he was like a father and the proverbial big brother rolled into one. In 1920, I moved to New York and started the Portland Yeast Company. The rest you can guess. It was just a long, long trail leading to $20 million.
What made you choose the name Portland?
Well, I had to call myself something. I was on Portland Avenue when Kelly arrested me.
But couldn't you remember anything?
Not a thing.
Hadn't you any marks of identification?
No. When I was arrested, I had $3 in my pocket, a white handkerchief, a fountain pen, and, curiously enough, an English penny.
An English penny?
Yes. I've still got it. Look, it's on my watch chain.
How did this fellow Madison fit into the picture?
I'll tell you. For years now, I've been making inquiries in the hope of finding things out about myself. If you were in my shoes, wouldn't you want to know who your parents were, where you came from, and why, on a certain afternoon in the year 1914, you were suddenly discovered wandering down Portland Avenue in Chicago? Well, 2 weeks ago, Hubert Green, my London representative, phoned through to New York. He told me that a man called Madison, a well-known private inquiry agent in London, had discovered certain facts concerning my identity. As you can imagine, this sort of thing wasn't exactly new to me, so I told Hubert to look into the matter.
Did he?
Yes, he did. 3 days ago, he cabled me. He said he was convinced that Madison was on the level. Frankly, I was rather surprised just now when you told me that you'd never heard of Madison.
Well, I can soon check on him for you. I've got some very good friends at Scotland Yard.
I hope that won't be necessary, but if it is, I'll let you know. Oh, by the way, if you happen to meet Mrs. Portland, don't mention this Madison story. She doesn't know anything about it.
No?
She takes the attitude that I should let the past take care of itself.
Well, that's certainly a point of view. Is your wife an American, Mr. Portland?
No, she's English. Although she's lived in America for a great many years. As a matter of fact, we've only been married 6 weeks.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Is this a business trip?
Well, my wife thinks I'm making it because of Moira. Oh, Moira's my daughter by my first marriage, of course. She works in my London office. Actually, however, I must confess I'm coming over simply because of Madison. I'm sold on Madison Temple. I believe he's found something. Hello? Here's George. Now, what does he want?
There's been a call from the New York office. I couldn't find you, so I told him to ring through this evening. You seem to be all steamed up about something.
Yes. All right, George. How's Mrs. Portland?
About the same. She don't look too good. I reckon she don't feel too good either.
Okay, I'll be right down. That's George Kelly. When poor old Dan died, I promised to find his son a job. He's my secretary. Well, I'll go down and see how the old lady's getting on. Nice to have met you, Mr. Temple. Let's all have a drink together sometime.
Yes, let's do that.
Say we meet in the cocktail bar at 7 o'clock. I'll bring Mrs. Portland along. How's that?
Fine.
And Don't forget to bring Mrs. Temple.
Well, I will if she can make it.
She'll make it all right.
Are you feeling all right, Steve?
Yes, darling.
You certainly look better than you did this morning.
I certainly feel better.
What can I get you, madam?
What would you like, darling? Have a champagne cocktail.
Is that a good idea?
It's a very good idea. Two champagne cocktails.
Yes, sir.
I don't see Mr. Portland.
No, he hasn't arrived yet. Oh, here's his secretary.
Who's he with?
I don't know. Unless it's Mrs. Portland.
She's rather young, surely.
Excuse me. Have you seen Mr. Portland?
No. We arranged to meet here at 7 o'clock, but I'm afraid he hasn't shown up yet.
I'm beginning to feel very worried, George.
There's nothing to worry about. He's probably found a quiet corner somewhere and fallen asleep.
That's not like Sam. He doesn't do that sort of thing. Are you Mr. Temple?
Yes.
I'm Stella Portland.
I'm glad to meet you, Mrs. Portland. This is my wife.
How do you do, Mrs. Temple? I hope you're feeling better now. My husband told me you were not too good this morning. I'm much better, thank you. Seasickness must be really dreadful. Fortunately, I'm a very good sailor. George, I do wish you'd go and look for Sam. I'm really dreadfully worried.
Okay, Stella.
I don't know what's happened to Sam. No one seems to have seen him since lunchtime. Have you looked in the gymnasium? My husband's hardly the sort of man to spend an afternoon in the gymnasium.
Well, what would you like to drink, Mrs. Portland?
May I have a scotch?
Yes, of course. What would you like with it?
Darling, here's the purser.
Excuse me, sir. Mrs. Portland?
Yes.
I'm the purser. The doctor would like to see you, Mrs. Portland.
To see me?
Yes.
But why? What is it? What's happened?
I'm afraid Mr. Portland's met with an accident, madam. One of the passengers found him in the swimming pool. The doctor seems to think it was a heart attack.
Where is he? Where is Sam?
Well,
is he dead?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. No. No.
Paul, she's fainted.
Did you speak to the doctor?
Yes. He seemed pretty convinced it was a heart attack.
Did you see Portland?
Yes.
There was no suggestion of foul play.
So far as I could see, none whatsoever.
How did Mrs. Portland take it?
She seemed stunned by the whole business. You just couldn't get any sense out of her.
Do you think Portland died from a heart attack, Temple?
Yes, I do. But what caused the attack, I wouldn't like to say. However, I haven't quite finished my story.
Go on.
When we arrived at Southampton, Hubert Green came aboard. Green, you remember, was Portland's London representative. Well, I asked to see Green, and we met in the main lounge.
Do sit down, Mr. Green. This is a most distressing business. I've just been on the phone to Moira.
Portland's daughter?
Yes, by his first marriage, of course. Poor girl was heartbroken.
I rather expected Miss Portland to come on board with you.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, she couldn't leave town, so I... Do you know Moira?
No, but her father spoke to me about her. I understand she works for you.
Well, she is attached to my office, yes. Whether she does any work or not is open to question. Oh, poor Sam. He thought the world of Moira. How did this business happen? Do you think he did have a heart attack, or...
Or what?
Or was it an accident?
The doctor seems convinced it was a heart attack.
How well did you know Sam?
We met for the first and the last time, unfortunately, on Friday morning.
Sam was a great guy. Real American. It's the only way you can describe him.
Was he an American?
Oh, but of course.
I mean, was he born in America?
Why, yes, I've always thought so. I was always under the impression he was born in Chicago.
I think perhaps I ought to tell you, Green, before we go any further. Portland took me into his confidence. He told me why he was coming to England.
He did?
Yes.
Well, I hope you won't say anything about it, Temple. Now that the old boy's dead, I don't see any reason why we should go ahead. After all, it puts rather a different complexion on it. Don't you agree?
Yes. But if you've no objection, I'd like you to do me a favour.
By all means.
I want you to introduce me to Mr. Madison.
Mr. Madison?
Yes.
Who's Mr. Madison?
The private inquiry agent, the man who... Are you trying to tell me you've never heard of Madison?
Of course I haven't heard of him. Who is he?
2 weeks ago, you telephoned Portland that a private detective called Madison had discovered something about his identity.
Whose identity? Portland?
Yes.
Look here, I don't want to be rude, old boy, but have you been drinking?
You've never heard of Madison?
I've already told you that I haven't.
Then why was Sam Portland in such a hurry to get to England?
Well, I thought you knew why. You said he told you. I was having trouble with Moira. I've been having trouble with her for weeks now. The girl's a little... Well, she gets completely out of hand. I tried to keep it from Sam, but in the end it was quite impossible. 3 days ago, I made up my mind that I wasn't going to stand any more of her damn nonsense. I cabled her father and offered my resignation.
I see.
If you don't believe me, ask George Kelly. He knows about Moira. He knows what's been going on. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to see if the car's ready for Mrs. Portland.
Did you speak to the secretary, George Kelly?
Yes, Sir Graham. He confirmed Green's story. He said he'd actually seen the cable from Hubert Green offering Portland his resignation.
Did you ask him about Madison?
He'd never heard of him.
Sir Graham, how does Scotland Yard come into this?
Just over a week ago, one of my men, an Inspector James, received this note. Here we are, Steve. Read it.
An American millionaire called Sam Portland intends to visit England. He must be stopped from doing so. If not, a murder will be committed.
Is there a signature?
No, it's typed. No signature.
At first, we thought it was a hoax. Then James decided to take it seriously and contacted New York. They told him that Portland hadn't the slightest intention of coming to England.
He probably hadn't at that time.
We took no further interest in the matter until we heard that Portland was on his way over here and...
And had died of a heart attack.
Yes.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it, Charlie?
There's a Mr. Green to see you, sir. I didn't say you was in.
That's all right, Charlie. I'll see him.
Okay.
What can he want?
We'll soon see.
This way, please, sir.
Hello, Green. Come in. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm awfully sorry to disturb you, especially at this time of night, but I beg your pardon, sir, but haven't we met before?
My name is Forbes.
This is Sir Graham Forbes of Scotland Yard.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I was under the impression that we'd met somewhere. How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
I think you've met my wife.
Yes, we met at Southampton. Good evening, Mrs. Temple.
Good evening.
Temple, I've just left Mrs. Portland. She's in a pretty bad way, I'm afraid, and she seems very upset about, well, what seems to me rather a trivial matter.
What's Mrs. Portland upset about?
Well, it seems that somebody's stolen Mr. Portland's watch chain.
Stolen his watch chain?
Yes.
Was it very valuable?
From the way Stella's going on about it, I should say extremely valuable.
She's probably thinking of the sentimental value.
I dare say she is, Mrs. Temple, yes, but surely at a time like this, to bother about a watch chain, it seems most odd.
Have you been in touch with the shipping line?
Yes, I've even been on to Southampton.
Well, quite frankly, I don't see what I can do.
I was wondering if by any chance you remember seeing the chain.
It was a thin gold chain with an English penny on the end. He kept the penny in his waistcoat pocket.
I don't know anything about that. All I know is I wish to goodness we could find the chain.
Where is Mrs. Portland staying?
Oh, she's at the Ritz, but there's some talk of her coming down to my place for the weekend.
Is she alone?
No, George Kelly's with her, and Moira's moving in tomorrow morning.
Who's Moira?
It's her stepdaughter.
Have they met before, by the way?
Yes, they met about 6 months ago in New York.
Mr. Green, I understand from what Temple tells me that you're in charge of the Portland Corporation in this country.
Yes.
When did you last see Portland?
About 4 years ago.
Was Portland over here?
No, I was in America. So far as I know, this was Sam's first trip to Europe. Well, I'm sorry to have bothered you, Temple. I thought perhaps you might be able to throw some light on the missing watch chain.
Well, if I were you, I should get in touch with the purser.
Yes, I'll do that.
Can I give you a lift? I was just about to make a move.
Well, actually, I'm on my way to Park Lane. If you could drop me, I'd be very grateful.
Yes, certainly.
I'll see you to the door.
Good night, Mrs. Temple.
Good night.
Good night, Steve.
Good night, Sir Graham.
Is there anything you'd like, Mrs. Temple, before I pop off to bed?
No, that's all right, Charlie.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
I'm off to bed, Mr. T. Good night.
Good night, Charlie.
Paul, do you think the doctor was mistaken about Portland? Do you think we've all been mistaken and he was murdered?
No, I don't. But there's one thing I'm rather curious about, Steve.
What's that? The watch chain?
Yes. I'm going to have a word with Mrs. Portland.
Oh, darling, not at this time of night.
I've got a hunch it's important.
Good evening, Ritz Hotel.
Could I speak to Mrs. Portland, please?
Who is it calling?
My name is Temple.
One moment, please.
Hello?
Mrs. Portland, this is Paul Temple here.
Oh, good Good evening, Mr. Temple.
Forgive me ringing at this time of night, Mrs. Portland, but I've just been having a chat with Mr. Green. He tells me that you've lost your husband's watch chain.
Is Hubert with you at the moment?
No, he's just this second left.
I've got the chain, Mr. Temple. There's no need to worry about it.
You mean you found it?
No, I mean it was never lost. I had it all the time.
Oh. Oh, I see.
I doubt very much whether you do see Mr. Temple. Are you likely to be passing my hotel tomorrow?
Yes, I might be. Probably in the morning.
I'd like you to drop in for a few minutes.
Yes, all right. Shall we say 11 o'clock?
That will do nicely. Good night, Mr. Temple.
Good night, Mrs. Portland.
What's happened?
She's got the watch chain. Apparently it was never lost.
Then Green was lying.
No, I don't think he was lying, darling. He really did think it was lost.
Paul, there's something very odd about this business. Very odd.
You're telling me. Let's go to bed, darling.
Paul, are you asleep? I thought I heard something.
What?
I don't know. It sounded as if there was someone on the balcony.
Nonsense. Get to sleep, Steve.
Darling, I'm sure I heard something.
Of course you didn't.
Well, did you hear that? What is it?
You're right. There is someone on the balcony.
What are you going to do?
He's coming into the room. I don't move, Steve. Are you looking for anything in particular, my friend?
Eh?
Or is this just a social call?
Why? What
the... Put the light on, Steve.
Look out! He's got a gun!
No, you don't, my friend!
Oh, my wrist! Leave go, my wrist! Oh, leave go! Drop it! Please leave go!
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Just wait a minute, I'll tell you. Please leave go of my wrist. Oh, thank you. I came here because I wanted to...
Look out! Paul!
Oh.
Paul, darling!
Stay where you are.
Charlie! Help!
Shut up!
Charlie!
Did you hear me? Shut up!
Charlie!
Oh, my God. Oh, I've got to get out of here.
Oh...
Oh. Paul, are you all right?
Oh, what happened? Where is he? Steve, where is he?
He's gone.
Oh. What did he hit me with, a sledgehammer?
No, he just hit you.
Oh, just hit me. Oh, my head.
I thought you were never coming, Paul. I've poured your coffee out.
Oh, thanks, dear.
I've told Charlie to make you an omelette. Is that all right?
Yes, that's fine.
How does your head feel this morning?
It's not too bad. I could kick myself for letting that fella get away.
Have you been in touch with the Yard?
Yes, I spoke to Vosper. He's calling round after breakfast.
Paul, do you think you'd recognise that man again?
Yes, I think so. Wouldn't you?
He was dark. Very big man. About 6'2", I should imagine. I think he had a moustache.
Yes, he had. I'd recognise the swine, all right.
Paul, do you think he had anything to do with this Portland affair?
I don't know.
I beg your pardon, ma'am.
Yes, what is it, Charlie?
Mrs. Portland has called. She wants to see Mr. Temple.
Yes, all right. Ask her in.
In here, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought you'd arranged to see Mrs. Portland at her hotel.
I did. I said I'd drop in about 11.
Mrs. Portland...
Good morning, Mrs. Portland. We're just having some coffee. Won't you join us?
That's very sweet of you, Mrs. Temple. A cup of coffee certainly would be very welcome.
Won't you sit down? You look tired.
Yes, I'm afraid I didn't sleep very well last night. I've just been for a walk in St. James's Park. It's a lovely park, isn't it? You know, there's no place quite like London, is there? Sam would have loved it over here. Poor Sam.
Here's your coffee, Mrs. Portland.
Thank you.
I think we had an appointment at 11 o'clock.
Yes, we did, Mr. Temple. I'm awfully sorry dropping in on you like this.
That's all right. We're delighted to see you.
I thought we might be able to talk better here than at my hotel, you see. Mr. Temple, did Sam talk to you about his watch chain? Did he show it to you?
Yes, he did. Mrs. Portland, what is all this about? Hubert Green came here last night. He told me that you'd lost the chain, and yet when I telephoned you at your hotel...
No, I haven't lost it. It's here. I want you to have a look at it, Mr. Temple. Please.
Well?
Is that the chain that my husband showed you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. It's got the penny on the end, and it looks exactly the same. Yes, this is it, all right.
Did my husband tell you about the penny?
He said it was in his pocket when a policeman called Dan Kelly arrested him for jaywalking. That was in Chicago in 1914.
Yes.
Your husband told me a rather remarkable story, Mrs. Portland. He said that from the moment he was arrested, his memory was a complete blank, and he simply couldn't...
What is it? Paul, what's the matter?
What's the matter, Mr. Temple?
Steve, look at the date on this penny.
1919.
That was the first episode of the Francis Durbridge serial, Paul Temple and the Madison Mystery, with Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve. Others taking part were Emma Curry, Robin Lang, Angus McInnes, Greg Powery, Gareth Thomas, Richard Greenwood, and Nick Underwood. The production for the BBC was by Patrick Rayner.